The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, chapter 15, contains a third cause of wandering thoughts and prayer. A third cause of roving thoughts is an encumbrance of worldly cares. It is no wonder that man can enjoy no privacy with God in a duty who hath so many from the world knocking at his door to speak with him when he is speaking to God. Religion never goes in more danger than when in a crowd of worldly business. If such a man prays, it is not long before something comes in his head to take him off. Isaac went out to meditate, and behold, the camels. The world is soon in such a one sight. He puts forth one hand to heaven in a spiritual thought, but soon pulls it back, and a worldly one steps before it, and so makes the breach upon his duty. Dreams, Solomon tells us, come from a multitude of business, and so do dreaming prayers. They are made up of heterogeneous and independent thoughts. The shop and barn are unfit places for prayer. I mean the shop and barn in the heart. I have read of one who was said to be a walking library, because he left not his learning with his books in his study, but carried them about him wherever he went in his memory and judgment, and had digested all he read and so made them his own. And have we not too many walking shops and barns who carry them to bed and board, church and closet? And how can such pray with united heart who hath so many sharers in his thoughts? O holy soul, get thee alone. If thou wouldest have Christ give thee his love, knowest thou not thou hast a modest husband? Indeed, he gives the soul not his embraces in a crowd, nor the kisses of his lips in the market. Jacob sends away his company to the other side of the river, and then God gave him one of the sweetest meetings he had in all his life. Let him now pray even a whole night, if he will, and welcome. Now, Christian, for thy help against thee. Section 1. Labor to keep the distance to the world and that sovereignty which God hath given thee over it and its profits and pleasures, or whatever else may prove a snare to thee. While the father and master know their place and keep their distance, so long children and servants will keep theirs by being dutiful and officious. But when they forget this, the father grows fond of the one and the master too familiar with the other. Then they begin to lose their authority, and the others to grow saucy and under no command bid them go, and it may be they will not stir. Set them a task, and they will bid you do it yourself. Truly thus it fares forth the Christian. All the creatures are his servants, and so long as he keeps his heart at a holy distance from them, and maintains his lordship over them, not laying them in his bosom, which God hath put under his feet. Psalms 8, all is well. He marches to the duties of God's worship in a goodly order. He can be private with God, and these not to be bold to crowd in to disturb him. But when we grow too fond of them, alas, how are we pestered with them? We read of no dutifulness of Hagar towards her mistress while a servant, but when Sarah gives her into Abraham's bosom and admits her to share with her in conjugal privileges, truly then she begins to jostle with her mistress and carries herself saucily to her. Yea, and Abraham himself, who would not have hesitated to have put her away before, yet now he hath taken her into his bed, can hardly persuade his heart to yield to it, till God joins with Sarah in the business, bidding him hearken unto his wife. Thus, Christian, use the world as a servant, which is made for, and you will go to prayer, as Abraham up to the mount, leaving his servants below. Thou shalt find they will not have the power to disturb thee. But let either the prophets or pleasures share with Christ in thy conjugal affections, and thou wilt find thy heart loath to send this Hagar away, though at the request of Christ himself. Either use the world as if thou usest it not, or you will pray as if you prayed not. If thy heart be to the world, thou canst not keep thy thoughts from driving thither. Then, and not till then, when thy prayer ascends like a pillar of incense, when there is a holy calmness in thy spirit, and this boisterous wind of inordinate affections to the world be laid, I must not take thee off from diligency in thy worldly calling. This never spoils prayer. Only watch thy heart, that thou prostitute it not in the wanton embraces of it. That is the pure metal which bends this way and that way, but returns to its straightness again. The heart hath heaven's stamp upon it, which can stoop and bend to the lowest action of the worldly calling, but then returns to his fitness for communion with God. Section 2. Strengthen then thy faith in the providence of God for the things of this life. A distressful heart is ever thoughtful. Whatever he is doing, his thoughts will be on that which he fears he shall lose. When the merchant's adventure is insured, that whatever comes he cannot lose much, his heart then is at rest. He can eat his bread with quietness and sleep without dreaming of shipwrecks and pirates, while another whose estate is at sea and fears what will become of it. Oh, how is this poor man haunted wherever he is going, whatever he is doing, with disquieting thoughts. If he hears the wind but a little loud, he cannot sleep for fear of his ship at sea. Truly, thus a soul by faith rolled on the promise will find a happy deliverance from that disturbance which another is pestered with in prayer. Wherefore God in particular directs us to lay this burden from our shoulders on his when we go to pray, that no by thoughts arising from these cares may disturb us. Be careful for nothing, but let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. And if he had said, "Leave me to take care of your work, and mind you to do mine. If things go amiss in your estates, names, families, I will take the blame and give you leave to say God was not careful enough for you." When the males of Israel went to worship God at Jerusalem, that they might not carry distracted minds with them, for the fear of their families left behind, without a man to fight for them if an enemy should come, God takes especial care of their families in their absence. Exodus 34:24. If we have a faithful servant who we believe will look to our business as careful as ours, this makes us go forth with a quiet spirit and not trouble ourselves with what is done at home. Oh, then, let us be ashamed if our faith on God's providence be not much more able to ease us of the burden of distracting cares. End of chapter 15.